future. Welcome to Run Talk.
Hello and welcome to Run Talk. I'm Jonathan Martin. This week I'm just going to talk a little bit more about things that have been happening through the week. I've had a bit of a rough week actually this week. I had a tooth pulled out on Monday, which has actually been bothering me since probably about 4 or 5 months ago. The complication was there was a crack in the tooth which caused the roots to get damaged, so I had to have a root canal. But because of the crack, it was unsure as to whether the tooth was going to survive. Ultimately, the long story short is that it came out on Monday, not in one piece, which made it more painful. And I've been on lots of painkillers this week, just trying to deal with that. So that's caused a lot of issues with sleeping. I've been waking up in pain in the night and having to take more painkillers. Obviously, the pain has not been ideal. It's affected the want to go running. I did go and have a run the second or third day after I'd had it taken out. It was actually a great run because for the last 5 months of running, every time I've run, this particular tooth's been throbbing and not being great. So it was really great to have a run without that tooth. Although the gum's painful, I wasn't getting that throbbing feeling because the tooth has come out. So that's the good side of it. So I've only run a couple of times this week, and not great distances either. I think they were both about 6.6k runs. So, and I didn't go to the gym because I've been feeling, with a lack of sleep, I've been sort of feeling a little bit more fatigued and tired. So it's been, I guess, really a recovery week, not a lot of action. I'm hoping to get back to the routine tomorrow with body balance and the gym and hopefully get a run in tomorrow, but we'll see how I go. This morning I actually didn't have to get up to take the kids to their normal Saturday morning tennis, so I had to sleep in and ended up sleeping for 14 hours last night, so that was quite a big sleep. But I think that's just an accumulation of the week and the disturbed sleep through the week and just the general not feeling 100%. So there's just over 8 weeks to go until Run Melbourne, so it's getting close now. I really need to start getting things happening. I need to focus on nutrition. I had a call with my nutritionist on Thursday. We just finished some gut testing, and I do actually have some problems there, which we sort of thought that might have been the case. So I've got a bad bacteria overgrowth and the good bacteria undergrowth, so there's a complete imbalance there, and I've got quite a procedure and protocol to go through over the next maybe 8 weeks to try and balance up the healthy gut. So that all starts probably on Tuesday next week. I've got to wait till I finish the antibiotics that I'm on from this tooth extraction, because they had to drill into the bone. I had to go into antibiotics to prevent any infections. So obviously the antibiotics aren't helping my gut balance, but it's just one of those things I've got to do. So there's all sorts of probiotics coming into the mix from Tuesday. I already do take probiotics now, but that's a whole different regime. We've got some heavy duty probiotics for 7 days, along with a whole other series of they're not an antibiotic as such, but they're to treat the bad bacteria, to try and kill off the bad bacteria. And then obviously there's the rebuilding process of trying to build up the good bacteria. And along with that, there's things like I've got to take activated charcoal to try and reduce the effects on my body as the bad bacteria is dying off. I've got to do lots of things like organ meats and bone broths, those sort of things, resistant starches, just to really start trying to build up and bolster the gut health. So that's going to be a bit of a process and a bit of a journey, I think. But yeah, that's something that's going to start next week. So as far as running goes, you know, 8 weeks to go. If you take a 2 week taper, we've really got 6 weeks of solid training up a sleeve. So I've really got to start focusing and getting some good quality runs in between now and then for that sort of 6 weeks period. Obviously, the big challenge there is that as I build, I don't injure anything, because that's what I've traditionally done in the past. So while I'm trying to train intuitively and only run based on how I'm feeling, I've also probably got to push myself a little bit harder to try and get some gains in distance and duration. And also just to get myself more ready for sort of race fitness, if you like. Still at this point, I'm not sure what the strategy is going to be for the day. Again, I think I probably won't call that until 2 weeks before, when I've sort of got through all the training and sort of decided how I'm feeling. The goal is still to keep building some strength, building the fitness, trying to build the volume without any injuries, and also trying to increase speed. So I'm definitely starting to put in some speed work. Traditionally, with the MAF training that I do, I might do one faster run per month, but now with getting closer to this half marathon and wanting to get a bit of speed back, I've decided I'm going to do one a week. So that's sort of four times the workload from before. Obviously, the speed work does put more intensity into the training. It's got a greater training effect, so you've got to factor that into the recovery. The run that I did on, I think it was Wednesday actually, I did a bit more of probably what you'd call a bit of a tempo run. It was sort of more in the zone four, but it felt really good. Now, I don't know if it's because the tooth had been taken out and that wasn't bothering me. I was feeling a lot more relaxed, and feeling quite good. And interestingly, my heart rate was sort of quite settled for the sort of the way I was running compared to how it's been over the last few weeks. So that was interesting. Yeah, we'll sort of see how that unfolds as we go along. Maybe because I'd had a couple of days rest as well, I was just a little bit fresher. The legs are feeling quite strong, no real problems there, and the conditions were nice. It wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold. So I guess you've got to take all those factors into account when you're assessing how you feel with each run. So yeah, it's going to be, I guess, the challenge, as it always is for everybody, is finding that balance. So I'm going to really try and focus on that over the next few weeks. Obviously, with all of this treatment for the gut problems, there's potentially some side effects there as well, where, you know, as the bad bacteria is dying off, that can give you flu-like symptoms, achy body, you know, sore muscles, sore joints, headaches, so forth. So I've got to try and be quite aware of that as well, and try and figure out what's coming from the treatment with the gut versus the training / overtraining, undertraining, etc. So that's going to be more challenging. But yeah, hopefully as that sort of all concludes, I come out of the other side a lot fresher, a lot better. A lot easier to recover. Part of the issues I think I've been having with trying to recover and that being a slow process is compounded by the problems that have come out of these tests with the gut. So I think getting that back on track is only going to improve the running and the running fitness as well. So that's really all I've got for this week. Not a lot of activity, but yeah, plenty going on all the same. So I hope you guys have a great week, and I'll catch you next week. Thank you. Bye.